about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, The Extreme Detectives.
It was a dark and stormy night. This is the city. Space, the final frontier. And other stuff that happens. Yep, I am Nitro S. That's S for detective. I am...
And I'm the Atomic Battle Axe.
That's right, my brother.
Yep.
We are detectives. Well, we once were tag team champions and the greatest wrestlers that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
But times got tough.
Yep.
I blame, I don't know who I blame.
People did not want to see half-naked men getting each other in headlocks on television anymore.
Yep, they'd rather watch half-naked men rolling around on the ground in cages. What's with that?
Yeah, that's just disgusting, brother. I can abide to cage people.
Anyways, times being what they are, we decided to open up a janitorial/detective agency.
Yep. We clean dirt and crime, brother.
Mm-hmm. We are the Extreme Brothers Detectives.
Yep. We'll mop your floor and solve your crimes for $5.99 plus expenses.
Yes. And taxes.
Yep.
Sales tax.
And the surcharges.
Oh yeah, can't forget the surcharges.
Yep.
But we offer discounts on work that is done on weekdays, especially Wednesdays, because those are our slow days.
Yeah, we offer deep discounts. If you bring in 5 to 6 steroids, we'll give you guys half off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you bring it in pizza form, that's even better.
Mmm, delicious.
Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, it was a dark and stormy night in the city. The lightning struck and flashed like flashy lights in the sky. The thunder boomed like thundery stuff. And in walked this dame.
Hello, Extreme Brothers.
Hey, sir! Welcome to the Janitorial and Detective Service, Extreme Brothers.
Hey, hold on a second. Don't be rude. That's a woman you're talking to.
Oh, it is?
Of course, look at her. She's wearing a dress.
Whoa, well, then why does that lump on her throat move every time she talks?
I don't know. Come to think of it, she's got kind of hairy legs, doesn't she?
Yep, and you can get lost in that jungle under her nose.
I think that's nose hairs. Don't bring that up. Women don't like it when you make fun of their nose hairs.
Oh, your nose hairs are really attractive, ma'am.
Shut up, both of you. I'm not a woman. I'm just in disguise. You see, I need detectives who are discreet and good at their jobs.
Oh, you won't meet anyone more discreet and quiet than us. We've only had 5 noise complaints in the last week in our detective agency.
Yeah, no one is in this building but us.
All right. Maybe I can trust you. You see, I have a problem.
You mean besides the fact that you're wearing a dress?
No, not that problem. No. You see, I have a bit of a problem.
What's your problem?
Well, it's my brother.
My brother? Brother.
No.
My brother.
My brother's right here. He seems fine.
I am fine. Why would you ask? What, do you want me to do something for me or him? Which brother are you talking about?
No, my brother. My twin brother. Reginald. He's gone missing.
Oh.
Well, maybe you should go and find him or something.
Yeah, did you try to call him?
Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, on the telephone.
Yeah, I hear these cell phone things are really good at tracking people even when they're not at home.
Yeah, try that.
No, shut up, both of you. Listen.
Did you slap GPS on him? That's what I would have done.
Look, we've tried to contact him, but we cannot. He's gone missing because he's been kidnapped.
Wait a minute, I thought you were twins. How can you be twins and him be a kid? That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, this is stupid. You know, we don't take fake claims here, sir, ma'am. We only take real cases, so we'd appreciate it if you just, leave.
Look, you idiots.
How does $5,000 sound to you?
Ooh, wait a minute. I think that's a lot of money. What do you think?
I don't know. Never heard it before.
Oh, okay. This is our terms. We're not going to take $5,000 from you.
What? You want more?
We want $5.99 plus expenses.
Yep.
And a $2.99 per night extra because, you know, if we have to work late, we need to get like a taco or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's pretty expensive.
That can add up.
And a $3 a week workout fee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so $5.99 an hour plus expenses plus $2.99 plus $50. Yeah, I think we could do that. You are definitely shrewd customers.
I always thought so.
We're the customer? I thought he was the customer. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
This is the most confusing thing I've ever been a part of. Why did we open this detective agency, brother? Besides the fact that we really liked wearing cool hats and using magnifying glasses to walk around.
And the trench coats. Don't forget the trench coats.
Yeah, I love the trench coats.
Mm.
And I like to use this bubble pipe everywhere I go.
Hold on a second. Just listen. Why don't you think about what I've offered you? And let me know, will you accept the deal?
Well, you know, we have to go to our thinking place first, don't we, brother?
Oh, man! I haven't been to the thinking place in, like, 5-10 years!
Well, no, we go to the thinking place every day to work out. It's our gym next door.
Oh, that thinking place. Oh, I thought you were talking about school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna go to our thinking place, and we'll let you know exactly what we decide, whether or not we want to find your twin brother or not.
You just wait right here. Come with me, brother.
Yeah!
Hello? Hello? What am I doing here? Where am I? It's dark. So dark.
Aha, so you're awake. Well.
Huh?
Well, my friend, you have been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Yes. And you will never be discovered. Never.
What are you planning on doing to me? You cannot do this.
Well, first we're going to rip your fingernails out and feed them to you one by one.
Oh, no. Not my fingernails.
Then we're going to punch you in the head repeatedly until you forget your name.
Oh. Oh, no. I can't even... Oh.
And then, daytime television for the rest of your life.
Oh, not the days of our lives. Oh.
And Oprah.
Oh, no. This is the worst. This is the worst.
So, my friend, are you ready to be tortured?
Oh, never. Don't do it, please.
First, some Sally Jesse Raphael.
No.
I've got a whole bunch of rerun tips. That's amazing.
Oh, God, it's awful. It's worse than the nails on a chalkboard. Oh.
Oh, that reminds me. How about the nails on a chalkboard?
No. Oh, somebody help. Oh, no. This is the worst.
I'll be right back. I have something I have to do.
No.
Until then, enjoy. A double helping of Maury.
No! No, the baby has to be hers! It has to be hers! No!
Meanwhile, in the thinking room of the Extreme Brothers gym.
Okay, now I'm gonna put you in a nitro slayer!
Oh, Chandra! Double tripler! Oh, yeah!
So what do you think about this guy?
Well, he seems pretty nice. You know, he tries a good bargain and just a headlock! Off the top rope!
Arm rip!
So, you think we should find this guy for him?
Well, come here for a second, I'll tell you. I gouge!
Don't! I always fall for that every single time. I can't stand that.
I think this guy's on the level. I don't know about you, but, bicep slam!
Oh, God, I'm just definitely here. You know what? Here, shake your hand. Truce. Truce.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, backflip on that chop! Yeah!
Man. Oh, I think my lungs are bleeding.
Yep. That's how they do these things here at Detective Agency of the Extreme Brothers.
Yeah, come over here for a second. Help me up.
Okay.
Knee groin!
Oh, God, that's the worst one!
Yeah!
I'm down 1, 2, 3.
Looks like I win, so I get to decide.
Oh, and I could use a taco tonight, so let's take the case.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go tell him. All right, mister, we're going to take the... Mister?
Sir?
What? He's gone.
Well, I guess that means that we have the job.
Well, my friend, how are we doing so far?
I can't take much more.
Not to worry, because I've got something planned for you. You see, there are two dimwits out looking for you right now.
What?
Yes, actually they're next door, but don't tell anybody.
Help, dimwits, help me! Help me!
Don't worry, you can yell all you want. They're too stupid to figure this out.
What?
Now, before you think you can get away with anything, I've got a ransom note put in your room. I'm going to make myself lots of money on you, my friend. Lots and lots of money.
But how much money?
Well, at least $50 or so. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's madness!
Yes, well, not as mad as this. Prepare to have a chainsaw put through your head.
No!
Well, he did leave a note here.
Let me try to read it here.
Okay.
Dear... No, I can't figure this out. There's just too many letters. You read it for me.
Well, you can't read anyway, you moron. Come here, give me that.
Figured I'd try.
Well, look at this. All the letters are cut from newspapers and glued together really nice.
What does it say? Oh, yeah, I can read it now. The New York Times. Wow.
I don't remember it saying that, but, well, okay. Wonder what that means. New York Times. Maybe this guy's in New York. What do you think?
I don't know. I actually didn't read that off of there. I was just trying to act like I could read
it. I was ready to book a plane to New York, but
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just really embarrassed that I can't read that stuff.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to try. Dear morons. If you think you can solve this case, you're stupider than you look, which is pretty stupid. I can't understand this at all.
No, this makes absolutely no sense. I think they dropped this. I don't think this was for us.
Leave $20,000 in the old oak behind the statue of Benedict Arnold in Mortimer's Park.
Well, I'm surprised you could read the Benedict Arnold, brother.
Well, you know, hey, he's a hero of mine.
He's a hero of every true American.
Hey, oh, that's right. You know, that reminds me of the time we fought the Benedict Arnold brothers in 1776.
Yeah. That was a great time, brother.
Oh, I nitro slammed him so hard he broke in two. And then, you know, there were two brothers.
Well, I remember that one time we shook their hands. We were going to be best friends. They were going to hand us the belt. Next thing you know, they take a knife and stab us in the back. Yeah, luckily I was wearing my iron-plated armor at the time, and I just didn't feel it.
I kind of bled out through my spleen for at least 2 or 3 years. I don't want to remember that time anymore.
Yeah,
you know, this memory's getting me kind of sad. Why don't we go down to the bar and maybe talk to some interesting, colorful people and see if we can get a lead on this whole thing?
Oh, yeah, that'll be a great idea. Let's go to what a better place to meet kidnappers than just the local bar.
That's right. So my brother and I went down to the seediest bar we could find. The one next to the Burger King. Right next door to the Taco Bell. The place stank like nothing on earth.
It was called the Grease Trap.
And it literally was that both of those restaurants' grease trap ran right into the restaurant there, which they used to make the greatest fries ever, I'll tell you.
So good.
And the onion rings. Mm. And the homemade Funyuns.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I ate myself silly that night, brother.
Anyways, we decided to talk to the bartender, Louie. He always had a good tip for us when we needed it. So, Louie, you got any good tips?
Yeah. So, what are you guys looking for?
Kidnappers.
Oh, let's see. So you want little babies that go to sleep, huh?
Yeah. What do you got on babies that want to fall asleep?
Well, come here a minute.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you this secretly.
Okay.
It just so happens that there's a kindergarten down the street and the kids there nap from noon to 12:30 every day.
Whoa! Wow!
That's more than I nap every day.
That's more than I sleep every day.
Oh, man. So we could find kids napping there. You sure about this?
It's the only place I know of, bud.
All right, Louie. You've never steered us wrong yet. You never steered us anywhere yet. But this time we're going to take your advice.
This is the first time we've met you.
No, it's not. I met him yesterday behind the stall at... Oh, yeah. First time we ever met you. And you're okay by me.
Yeah, well, good luck, you guys.
So we decided to head towards the school. Fortunately, it being midnight, it was closed. But luckily...
But they did have a really cool slide that we spent 3 hours going up and down.
That's true. My brother spent hours on that slide. I couldn't get him out of there.
Yeah, that slide was dark and slick and slippery, like a really wet and fun slide. Sorry, that was me getting in the detective groove, brother.
That was pretty good. I was really feeling that there.
Yeah.
Anyways, we decided that the school was a dead-end lead at that hour, so we were going off to the all-you-can-eat, all-night breakfast joint. There, the seediest people there existed. Only to eat greasy, crappy food. We sat down and ordered the daily special. 2 eggs and a lump of charcoal that could have been bacon, or could have been sausage. You couldn't tell.
That's when they call it mystery meat, brother.
The 2 eggs stared up at me like 2 eggs. And I thought to myself, what would I be doing now if I were kidnapping?
Yep.
There was a long silence there, because I couldn't think of anything. Never kidnapped before, you know. It's very hard to do.
We both kind of just sat there, staring at our food.
You guys gonna sit there staring at your food all day, or what?
Sorry, we were thinking about kidnappers. Do you know any kidnappers we might find anywhere?
Yeah, kidnappers, eh? Yeah, I know about kidnappers. Look, I know a couple of guys, you sees. Kidnaps all the time.
Alright.
Yeah. Why don't you go to 123 Fake Street and see if you can find them?
123 Fake Street? Yeah. That sounds real enough.
I'll give you the name. I'll give you the names of the guys, but it'll cost you $50.
$50?
Well, maybe we should pay him. What do you think?
Well, yeah, we gotta solve this case for the guy so we can get our $5.99, so it sounds like a deal to me.
Alright, here's $50, pal. We'll have to put that on the expense account, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe we should get that as a freebie.
That really wasn't an expense. I think it was more or less just us trying to pay to find the kidnappers, and we used it.
All right. You're right. I mean, it wouldn't be fair of us to ask for money for that, considering it's helping us, right?
We only used it for in the course of our job. We didn't use it as an expense.
That's right. Okay. Here's your $50.
That's great. Okay, it's John Doe and Joe Blow.
Ooh. Doe and Blow, eh?
We met those guys.
We might have wrestled him once.
Oh.
Didn't he have wear like a monocle and have like a top hat and like a cigarette on his, he wore the tuxedo and he was throwing
money. Those were the hoity-toity. Those were the hoity-toity brothers.
Those guys were good wrestlers.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
I couldn't walk for a week after I finished with those guys.
Nope, that guy. My arm was just dangling from its socket for a good 3 months before it decided to pop it back in.
It took me a week just to pop my eye back into its socket. You know, that was even worse.
Yeah, the Cane of Doom really kind of destroyed your eyesight there for a while.
Yep. The flower of fancy was not too happy either.
No. Whew. Man, well, looks like we'll have to reunite ourselves with the hoodie. Oh, no, wait, we're not fighting them anymore.
I think it's Doe and Blow.
All right, we gotta go blow Doe.
Hold on a second, guys. You're gonna finish your breakfast there or what?
Oh, we're in a hurry.
Oh. Yeah.
But, you know, it's a $50 fee to leave breakfast behind. We're recycling here, you know.
Oh, wow. Oh, you better hand him over the $50.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to be wasteful.
Yeah, we don't
want to
be wasteful.
Environment, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Here's $50.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to leave a tip, brother. That's just rude.
Here, I'll take it right here. Thanks.
Okay. Phew. Another $50 down the drain.
Hey, who took my tip? Where are these guys? They didn't pay for their meal. They're gonna fire me for sure now.
Off we went. To 123 Fake Street. It's a lot harder to find than we thought it would be.
Yep.
So instead, we decide to think about things again. The only way we know how. Wrestling!
Yeah! Right, okay! Put you in a truck!
So, I think that is a false lead he gave us there, brother. Nitro slam!
Oh, God! You might be right. You might be right. Oh, maybe we should find somewhere else to go.
Yeah. Mighty elbow attack! Maybe we should go back to the...
Hey, you two, in the street. Yeah. You guys... But, you guys aren't allowed to be... Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Are you guys in a scuffle? Should I call the police? Is this man assaulting you?
No, he's my brother. He can't assault me.
No, he's not assaulting me. He didn't insult me at all.
No. And I got no salt on me.
Yeah, we're salt-free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And fat-free. We work out a lot. Yeah.
Oh, man. Except for when we gorge ourselves on cakes.
Oh, yeah, and steroid pizza.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So, can I help you guys do anything? You guys are in the middle of the street just kind of fighting.
Well,
3 o'clock in the morning.
We were thinking about trying to find 123 Fake Street.
123? There's no such thing as 123 Fake Street.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding. It's actually two corners down.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought we wasted 50 bucks.
Yeah, you guys are almost there. Have a good night.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
What a helpful guy. And it didn't cost us anything.
No, not a bit. Wait a minute.
What?
My wallet's gone.
Hey, so's mine.
Whoa! We must have lost it while we were wrestling.
Well, no time to worry about that. Let's go to 123 Fake Street. Just two blocks down this way. Come on, let's jog.
Yeah. I'm winded already, brother. I can't do it.
You ate too many donuts this morning, you weenie.
Can't do it anymore.
Okay, here we are, two blocks away.
All right.
Dundermerken.
Not Dundermerken?
Well, that's the name of the street.
That's not Fake Street. That guy totally just steered us in the wrong direction.
Oh, man. We should have slammed that weenie when we had a chance.
Man, you know, when I saw that gleam in his eye, I knew that we probably should have just beat him up and ran.
Well, I got an idea. See that letter they gave us?
Yeah.
Says we gotta go to the park.
Okay.
Benedict Arnold Monument.
Yeah.
If we go there...
They'll have a swing set, and we can swing until our arms get tired.
Well, I wasn't thinking that, but that might work too.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking the guys would show up there looking for their money.
Well, that would be a nice bonus if that happened.
Well, yeah, because then I wouldn't have to push you so much. You're such a weenie, and you never learned how to pump properly on the swing.
But look, I just wanted to have a good time on the swing sets, and just because I can't really work my arms in that way doesn't mean you can insult me like that, brother.
Hey, it's your legs that are the real problem there, pal. You sit there, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You're supposed to be in rhythm with the swinging. I don't know why you can't figure that out. It's embarrassing, really.
Well, let's just go to the park, I guess.
All right. So we went off to the park. And of course it was dark. We had to fight our way past a bunch of people who were meeting each other behind the bushes.
Yep.
My brother went behind the bushes a couple of times, too.
Yeah, they weren't wearing any clothes.
Yeah, neither were you.
They must have been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want them to feel bad, so I decided to take mine off so they'd feel normal.
Yeah, likely stolen.
And they were really cold, because they were all huddled together for warmth, and I figured nothing would warm up better than, you know, my body with them.
Yeah, that was very thoughtful of you, I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Anyways, we finally found ourselves in front of the monument. Benedict Arnold Monument. Made a solid goal.
Right in the heart of Washington, D.C.
That would explain why there's so many congressmen in these bushes.
Yep.
So our plan was to hide behind the bushes. And the first weenies that came looking for money, we'd beat up and ask where the guy was.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
We're at the park right now. We're going to meet your heroes over by Benedict Arnold Monument. I'm just going to leave you in the bushes here for a second while I go on my own.
Oh, ah! Oh, it's Thorny. Oh. Hello? Oh.
Hello, Thaler. What are you doing?
Oh, my. Why are there so many of you in here?
Oh, don't worry about it. We're just having a little bit of fun in the park. How are you doing?
I'm doing not so good. I've been kidnapped, and now I'm apparently being ransomed.
Kinky. I like the BDMS thing going on there. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, you and your silly acronyms. Okay.
I gotta say it right this time. BDSM.
Oh. Oh, my.
My.
That's an interesting mask you're wearing there. Is that leather?
A little bit of leather, a little bit of latex, and a lot of love, sister.
Oh, my.
So, what's a big strapping guy like you doing in a place like this?
Well, I just told you, I've been kidnapped and I'm being ransomed.
Oh, you're such a cutie. Anyways, I gotta be going right now, because I have a friend who's been waiting for me, and I think the ammo nitrate is just kicking in. So, you wait right here, and I'll be back for you later, sweetheart.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Save me! Go get help! Wait! No! Come back! Help! Go get help! Oh!
Your friends are not going to help you now. In fact, I think your friends are leaving. They didn't even
give
me a ransom.
Well, brother, there doesn't seem to be anything going on here. Let's get out of here.
No one really likes this park.
No, there's a lot of people who seem to like this park, but, none of them were asking for money. They did ask if we liked a good time.
They did really compliment our muscles and our bodies.
Oh, yeah. And it was really nice of one of that guys to oil up our
backs. Yeah, that was really nice of him.
Mm-hmm. Though I kept wondering why he kept trying to slip a $5 bill in my pants.
I don't know, but I accepted it kind of as part of the expenses for the day.
Well, that did
help.
Then
I tipped him $5 for such a great job.
Oh, now we're down $20. Wait, hold on. 50 plus 50 minus 5
plus
5, 8, carry
minus
the 6.
Minus our wallets.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the wallets. Oh, okay, so what was in the wallets again?
Oh, it was about $1,000 a piece plus
the plastic. Oh, yeah.
Plus the photographs of you and me winning tag team belts.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. And that rare autographed picture
of us? Yes. Yeah. You're not going to find another autographed picture of us like that anytime soon.
Okay, so we were down about a couple $1,000. But the case was almost being cracked. I could feel it. There was only one thing left to make all the pieces fall together. That would be a clue.
Oh.
We didn't have
it. Just like all of our other cases.
Just like our lives.
Just like our existences.
Oh. Yeah, I'm getting depressed now. Why don't we go back to the detective agency and just,
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. We tried to hire a cab, but then we realized we had no money.
Yep.
So instead we walked, dejectedly, as the sun came up over the grimy, horrible, stinking, festering swamp hole of a city that is Washington. We got to our one-bedroom, one-arena apartment.
One bed.
And
detective agency.
Yeah, the detective, and don't forget the...
Yeah, the ring. The workout room.
Yeah. The torture chamber.
200 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crowded in there.
But you know what? It's a one-stop shop. What?
Yeah. You have to say, you can't shop without stopping there. Whatever that means. Anyways, my brother and I sat there and pondered things and tried to figure out if we could figure out this mystery.
Let me think. They wanted us to go to Benedict Arnold Park. And along the way, we had our wallet stolen. So Benedict Arnold's wallet would be in a park. So...
Yep. Okay.
Sometimes you park your car in a garage. Garages?
Right. And a garage is a euphemism for sex.
Yeah. And sex is what happened at the park, which has a statue of Benedict Arnold.
So, screw Benedict Arnold is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, so we're still nowhere, then, are we?
No, no, we're absolutely nowhere.
Okay, then. You know what's bugging me this whole time?
What's that?
All that noise next
to me. You know, we get the one, we're the ones who get the noise complaints. The next thing you know, our neighbors just don't shut up.
You know what? Go next door and talk to this idiot and, you know, find out what his problem is.
Oh, all right. Let me walk across the hall here. Knock on the door. Guys! You mind keeping it down?
Yeah, would you please go... Extreme Brothers! What are you doing here?
Oh, thank God. You've come to rescue me.
Just... Yeah, detective-like stuff. We're looking for clues.
You found me. How could you have figured it out, you imbeciles? Oh, you've done it at last. You've defeated me. Once again, you've beaten me in front of everybody else and embarrassed me.
Guys?
Yes. I remember back in the days when I wanted to be the greatest wrestler that ever lived. I had myself cloned. My brother over here. We're both going to be the greatest tag team champions in the world. Only you and your brother defeated us.
Oh my God, are you...
Oh, yeah? We can't, you know, you really can't help the fact that you're weak, inferior, your muscles are about the size of string beans, and that you have never taken steroids in your life. That kind of puts you at a disadvantage.
It does indeed, it does indeed.
Yes.
And you headlock like a wet noodle.
Besides the point... You humiliated us. You pulled our shorts over our heads. You wedged us the next week, and then you gave us wet willies and swirlies.
He just keeps going on and on.
In front of everyone.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And then that day, I
vowed revenge. That was probably the easiest tag team championship match we ever had, actually.
Oh, yeah. It only took, like, what, 5 seconds?
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, I call that the swirly and whirly.
Yep. Four of those seconds was you just letting... We were just letting you beat your hands on us for a while.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes, well, since that moment I vowed revenge... So I plan to torture my brother to teach him a lesson.
Okay. This is what this is about. This was how many years ago was this?
Taken
Come on,
that
really?
Tap. I gave him the tap. He didn't even grab for me. I mean, why wouldn't he do that? I wanted to get you in there with him, and then he could have taken you on. But no, he had to look the other way. And I'm sitting there going, tap me.
I'm not tapping that.
Well, you're tearing my leg and throwing it over my head and then beating me with it.
Yeah!
Oh, it sounds like us.
Sounds just like us. Wow, we must have had a great time that day.
I don't remember it, so it must not have been that great.
Yeah, I was probably sleepwalking through it. It was so easy.
So, I figured I would torture my brother to death to get revenge on him and then make you two idiots look like bigger idiots for not solving the crime.
I don't blame you for torching him. When a tag team sucks that bad, you gotta do something to the other guy.
Yeah, and if your partner doesn't tag you, that guy deserves to be tortured.
Yeah, we have to say good job.
I didn't tap out because... I didn't tap him out because he stole my girlfriend, Jessica, by pretending to be me. And she believed him.
You know what? For doing such a great job there, Mr. Ma'am... We won't charge you for the case, and if anything, we'll give you access to our gym anytime you want if you want to work out. And 50 bucks.
Yeah.
50 bucks and access to your gym.
Yep. Hmm. Maybe then you might get the strength to, I don't know, last 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy's got such a weedy. You really burned him there.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. I'm drawing my gun on you now, Extreme Brothers. I'm going to blast you to death with this gun. What do you say to that? Now? Not chuckling so much now, are you?
Actually...
The weenie just pulled a gun.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
That means we have to take it from him, brother, just like we do anybody that tries to pull a gun on us in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
But no, get away from me. What are you doing?
First, we're going to take a nitro... Slam, and into the ground you go head first.
You know what I'm going to do? Like, test this gun out on his rectum.
No, stop it.
Pulling the trigger, brother.
Oh my God.
Killed him.
Did you just kill my bro?
You went too far again. Oh.
I get too excited whenever I find a gun.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen now? The police are going to ask questions. They're going to probably, like, put us... Wait a minute. Hey, you. Twin guy.
Huh?
Do you think you could, like, take his place and pretend you're him for a while so that no one knows he's dead?
Okay. I guess I could do that. I mean, I really kind of liked his life better off anyways. He did end up marrying Jessica after all, so I guess I could do that. And, you know, take care of his wife, which should have been mine.
And so, with that being done, Atomic and I decide to settle down and retire from the detective agency.
Yep.
Not much fun, really.
Pretty boring. All you do is you walk around at parks and bars, and you don't really do much fighting unless you're trying to think.
That's right.
Which makes your head hurt more than it does anything else.
Absolutely. Besides, it wasn't a good test of our mettle. So we decided next time we'd become janitors and nuclear physicists.
Yeah! Really put our noodles to the test.
Oh, yeah. And then we hammer the crap out of those atoms.
Yeah. Brother, watch this. I'm going to experiment with gravity. I'm going to go jump off this building and just body slam the next person that walks by.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
And what they didn't realize is we were triplets.
Yous has been listening to Mysteries of the Mind, starring Doc on the Web, King Penguin, and Moifee Kid. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale on Mysteries of That Mind. Sound effects by Earcom. Music by Earcom. Sound effects also by freesound.org. Remember, to listen to your exciting mystery tales, tune in each week to Mysteries of the Mind at podomatic.com. This has been a mind-blowing mystery production. See you around, kiddo.